With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump is threatening 100% tariffs against a bloc of nine nations if they act to undermine the dollar. It's directed at countries in the BRIC alliance, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, and China, also South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Trump has tapped Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. President-elect has long stated the government's law enforcement agencies require a complete transformation. The Biden administration urging Ukraine to quickly increase the size of its armed forces.
The White House has pushed more than $56 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion. But Biden officials believe Ukraine needs more troops to stay in the fight with Russia. According to the National Security Council, manpower is the most vital need Ukraine has at the moment. To meet that need, a senior administration official says the White House wants Ukraine to lower its draft age from 25 to 18. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, heavy snow and frigid temps making life miserable in parts of upstate New York and northwestern Pennsylvania. Travel is hazardous at best as a state of emergency declared in the region. Some motorists found shelter off of I-90.
Lake effect snow closing several roads with part of I-90 in Pennsylvania and the New York Thruway heading there shut down because of several inches of snow. Drivers were stranded, some turning to the Holiday Inn Express in Northeast PA, which was already at capacity.
We had probably about 350 people here.
Jeremiah Weatherly works the Holiday Inn night shift. He says they only have capacity for about 290, so some were in the lobby.
This is SRN News. Cuba is persecuting Christians.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of those people with faith, whom Democrats often ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. He saluted the steadfast faith in God, perseverance through centuries of persecution, and love of the great country. He also had an aggressive push for Amish voters. This is SRN News. Something new at Southwest Airlines, Bob Agnew explains.
Beginning on December 4th, flight attendants will begin preparing the cabin for landing at an altitude of 18,000 feet instead of the current 10,000 feet. The company says it's making those changes to reduce the risk of in-flight turbulence injuries. For passengers, that means they'll need to return their seats to an upright position or do other pre-landing procedures earlier than before. While turbulence-related fatalities are quite rare, injuries have piled up over the years. Bob Agner reporting.
Vietnam approving the construction of a high-speed railway connecting Hanoi in the north and Ho Chi Minh, formerly Saigon, in the south. It is expected to cost $67 billion and will stretch 957 miles. Train will travel at speeds up to 217 miles per hour. More details at srnnews.com.